Hi there! Welcome to the English Igbo Girl Podcast. It's your girl, Amaka Jessica, here always, every time. You know how we go. How is your day going? I hope you are well. I hope you're good. Remember in my last episode, I said I was going to be talking about Onward. Yes, so we are here with Onward. Onward is a Pixar animated film released in March 2020. The main characters are Ian and Barley. Ian was played by Tom Holland, and then Barley was played by Chris Pratt. Now, if you've not watched Onward, first of all, stop what you're doing. Just stop this episode, or you wait after the episode and then you go and watch it, because you need to watch it. Now, this story is about two elfin brothers, Ian and Barley, who embark on a quest to bring back their father from the dead. Right, and bringing him back from the dead was just for a day. They will only see him for a day. Once the sun sets, he goes back to the land of the dead. So the movie started out with Ian's birthday. It was Ian's birthday. He's the younger brother to Barley, and Barley is always super excited about things of magic. Just put him in a bad mood on that particular day when he was going to school. Anyway, fast forward, when he got back home from school, his mom gave him a gift that his father told his mom to give him, which is Ian, when he turned 16. So it turned out that the gift was actually a wizard stick, and Barley, his older brother, whom everybody thought was just an oaf, just like a mumu, he figured out that thing was actually a magic stick, a wizard stick, and it contained, in the wrapping, as in the packaging, in the parcel, there was a spell that would bring the father back to life. Now, because Barley obviously knows things about magic and is super enthusiastic, knows spells and wonders and the land of how magic was before everything became how it was, so he thought that he was the one that was going to actually, you know, bring back the father. But timid little Ian is actually the wizard in the family. Well, he tried it out, and then it turned out that he brought his father halfway. Halfway, meaning that from his waist down, there was no upper chamber, there was no stomach, there was nothing, just from his waist downward. Anyway, so Barley and Ian had to go on a quest to retrieve a stone they would use to bring back his father. And at the end, I was pissed, not like pissed, but I did not expect it. I thought Ian was going to see his father, since he has not seen his father since he was small. He lost his father when he was still a very young boy, when he was 3. So he hasn't seen him, and at the end he didn't even get to meet him, which it's a very good twist for a story, right? But it pissed me off that it was like that, right? So you know how we do it on this show, right? I'm gonna read reviews about the movie, positive and negative. I'm gonna break it. You know, in the previous episode, I didn't split it, but I'm gonna split it because of something very sweet or interesting. Yeah, and remember in the last episode also, I also talked about something that was funny that I noticed in the movie. Now, I don't know if it's just me, but I feel there should be excitement. Like, if you've watched the movie, if you've not watched the movie, I'm about to give spoiler alerts. In the end, when they finally found the stone and it unleashed a curse that the manticore warned them about, right? That dragon that was supposed, is it a dragon? I don't know what that thing was supposed to look like, but I don't like when, you know, something is supposed to be at the extreme and you try to tone it down. It annoys me in a way, in so many ways. I don't like it. I expected the thing to be very pronounced and very terrorizing. Instead, you go and bring something that is on the wall of a high school. That particular scene, I was like, what is this? No, if it's supposed to be a curse, let it look like a curse. Let it not look like a toy. You know, that was just my only issue. The whole thing, it annoys me, honestly, when I watch movies and I expect there are some certain points, I expect the whole thing to just go really berserk and it just disappoints me. And I'm like, I'm not wasting my data for this. Give me what I want. So yeah, that's basically what was funny to me. Funny in this kind of way, not the funny in the funny sense of way. So yeah, I'm going to read the reviews, positive and negative. So stay tuned. Give me after the break, I'll read the positive reviews. Okay, so welcome back. And if you're still here, we're about to read the positive reviews of Onward, the Pixar film, animated film. So on my list, the first review we have here says, Onward teaches you some heartfelt lessons about growing up, siblinghood, and what it's like losing a loved one. It says, anyone who has lost a loved one will definitely be able to relate to this smooth road trip adventure with its beautiful animation and emotional depth. I loved this review. It was very simple. She had a lot to say. When I say a lot, I mean like a lot. It covered my whole screen. But she kept it very simple at the same time, just expressing the fact that it was a dazzling adventure. It was heartwarming. Ian Lightfoot, how he was depressed that he never really had a dad and he was trying to deal with his weird older brother and all of that. So on to the next. This next review says, Onward was a pleasant surprise that tied in a touching moral theme. She says, or this person says, I've glanced at it before, but passed it off as another cliche quest movie. You shouldn't have done that, baby girl, baby boy, you shouldn't have done that. But finally decided to give it a try with my family. All of them were completely engaged throughout the movie. Even my father, who joined us late, had no idea what was going on, and he completely enjoyed it. She went on to say, you won't be disappointed because it has a gorgeous animated scenery, lovable characters, and nice plots. I must say, I did like the character design. I loved how they looked. They are animation, but they looked like human. They looked human in a way. I don't know, but I do agree with that. So yeah, overall, this person said it's a fun movie, and you will find yourself scrolling for hours to find a movie to watch. If you find yourself finding a movie to watch, you should just try Onward. You won't regret it, actually. You won't regret it. Except you don't watch animated movies for enjoyment or for fun. You're always looking for what is bad in the movie, which I think is just the wrong way to watch a movie. You get? So the next point says, the next critic says that the movie has bizarre animation and a well-written plot line. This person says, what literally makes this movie stand out is the ending. You see? It's not... I knew it wasn't just me. I knew. This person said, it may be considered a twist. That is the ending. But yeah, it's interesting that the character's main goal remained unachieved, unlike a lot of other Disney plots where characters... where characters succeed most of the time. Though you may not call this a failure as well. Well, I did love this particular person's review because, like I said before, I did not expect the twist. I thought probably even if, yes, they didn't make it to seeing and having a whole day with their father, probably even if it's just like a minute with the father, Ian could have gotten that. But he didn't get that at the end. I think what he even saw himself was the back, a beside view. I'll be an angle of the dad, you know, and then it reminds us that, okay, wait, I think this person says something here. He says, I also like the symbolism. He now wrote in brackets, spoiler alert, the adventure they took led them back home, which is a symbol that the thing you're looking for is right there all along. What this person is actually trying, I think, yes, which is the truth, you know. Ian was always searching for his father. He disregarded the fact that Barley was there for him throughout his lifetime, at least up to the point in the movie, right? All the things he wanted to do, he made a list of what he would do with his father when he brings him back to life. You know, go on a ride, talk about life, tell him about everything, teach him, his father would teach him how to drive. But when he realized he was out of time with his father, and he started looking at the list, he realized that Barley was his father figure and was there with him all this while, and he just disregarded him like he was nothing and a nobody of no relevance and of no significance. Oh poor Barley. I really felt for him, you know. But yeah, it does remind us that thing you are running after, look around you, you got it, you got it. Yeah, sometimes you got it, sometimes you don't have it. But yeah, these are the reviews that I could get my hands on, the really good ones and really fun ones. Yeah, so on to the next segment. This next segment will be the negative reviews, and I bet you, you ain't gonna expect what, because I was shocked when I saw those reviews, and I don't know, probably y'all going to be shocked too, so stay tuned. We're going to be reading the negative reviews next. Yo, so we're back. Before I say anything about the negative reviews, I want to ask, how do you actually watch movies, first of all? Because when I want to watch animated films, or films, but animated films in specifically, whether or not I've watched a trailer, or if I've even seen reviews or comments or rumors about it, I don't put that in mind when I'm coming to an animated film, because animated movies make me happy generally, so I like to go to them with that excitement. So whatever it is that you are telling me, it really doesn't concern me at that particular point. You get this? Okay, so my first negative review on my list here says it was okay, forgettable, but okay. Yes, it was okay, forgettable, but okay to spend the time with the family. The next critic also almost said the same thing, says, I could take it or leave it. One of the more forgettable Pixar movies, but still better than most of the garbage out there. Now, I don't know. Onward wasn't that bad. Almost all the critics were saying the same thing. This particular, it's easy to forget, it's forgettable, it's not memorable. The story was not as wow as other Toy Stories, other animated movies produced by Pixar. Now, my next critic says, Onward, okay, no, this particular thing I'm about to read now was gotten from CNBC.com. It says, Onward, the headline is, Onward isn't an instant Pixar classic, but it's a funny and heartfelt film. One of the key points that are written here is Onward isn't quite up to par with Pixar classics like Toy Story, The Incredibles, and Monster Inc. Corporation. Yes, Monster Inc. Yes. But, and then when I was going through the article, I saw something that captured my attention. It says, Onward is the first that feels like it could have been made by any other animation studio. And I was like, hold on. Hold your horses. Pixar has already produced this, so everybody has to deal with it. Now, I understand there are, you know, Pixar classics from old. We have Toy Story, we have Presto, we have Wall-E, we have the legendary Coco. Oh, Coco. We also have Ratatouille. Yeah, we have Ratatouille from Pixar. We have Brave, we have Finding Dory, we have Inside Out. So yes, we can keep on going and going and going on and on the beautiful stories that Pixar has produced since ages. Yes, and Onward has been added to the list. If we're counting the beautiful stories, we're gonna count Onward, so everybody has to deal with it. And it's so funny. The next critic says, when it comes to Pixar, okay doesn't feel like enough. So basically everybody's just like, the movie's just all right, yeah, it's okay, it's not there, but it's okay, it's not great, I will not enjoy rewatching it. I'm like, I rewatched Onward, like, I can't count it. I think the week it was released, I think when I downloaded it, I watched it 3 times in 1 week. Then I told you that I told you guys that I repeated movies. So to count how long I repeated Onward, I won't say it's a shame, but you get what I mean, right? This person says that critic says the Pixar film story could have been in live action, not in animation. Well, I don't know what it would have looked like if it was in animation, because there were centaurs, there were elves. You know, they were manticores. They were huge swords. There was fire. The manticore was fire breathing. You know, was breathing fire. And all of that. It could have been good as a live action, but it's animation. So the character designs of the centaurs, the elves, just the general look of the film was beautiful. So we're gonna deal with it like this as is animation, right? Yeah, so I don't understand why people are saying it's forgettable. Onward was a very beautiful experience to me. I think if I was to rate it between it and Cars, I don't know why I'm not so much of a fan of Cars. Any of the sequels, Cars 1, 2, 3, I'm not just a fan. I just don't get the idea of talking cars. So when I see Cars, I think when I watch the first Cars, if I see a car, there's a car that actually has the headlights raising up. I see it around. When I see it, it scares me, just the way I'm scared. Chucky traumatized me as a child. So, you know, Onward is still a great movie, nevertheless. Sorry, I digressed a bit. Onward is still a great movie. And we're all gonna deal with it, right? So that is it for Onward. I do hope you enjoyed this podcast, because I did enjoy talking about a movie that I enjoyed, right? And I remembered something now. In one of my episodes, when I was talking about Willoughby's, I mentioned a riddle. The riddle there says, what breaks but doesn't fall and falls but doesn't break? The answer to that riddle is actually daybreak and nightfall. The day breaks, it doesn't fall, but night falls and it doesn't break. Yeah, so if you got it, kudos to you. And I also want to ask another riddle. I posted it on my Instagram today, and let's know if you know it too. The riddle is this: what month of the year has 28 days? Again, what month of the year has 28 days? Your time starts now. Doom, doom. I'm not giving you the answer today. You're gonna wait till the next podcast episode. Until then, it's to your girl Amaka Jessica. Probably I'm gonna be talking about The Croods in my next episode. I think that's what I'm gonna be talking about. Have you seen it? I think I watched The Croods last week. So, if you have not watched it, go and watch it. Not Croods 1, the current Croods. Croods, the new age. The Croods, not Cruise, not a boat cruise. The Croods. Croods. Go and watch it. If you haven't watched it, go and watch it. Then we can have a jolly good time in the next podcast episode. Thank you for joining me on this episode. It's the English Igbo Girl Podcast, and with your girl, Amaka Jessica. See y'all next time. I love you.